Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaiter, another halacha that has to do whether it was before it became a dough or afterwards. Mesechtes Chala, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hikdisha Isasa. This woman said her dough belongs to Hegdish. She was Magdishit. Now, a dough that belongs to Hegdish is Potter and Chala. We know that because the Pasuk says, Reshis Arisoi Seichem. Dafka, your Chala, not if it belongs to Hegdish. But it would have to have been property of Hegdish at the time that the Chiyav Chala clicked into place, which is when it becomes a dough. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Hikdisha, if the woman was Magdish Yisasa, her dough, Atchaloi Gilgala, before it became a dough, Ufidata, and then she redeemed it from Hegdish before it became a dough, and then she rolled it into a dough, Chayeves, the dough would be Chayev in Chala, because I look at one thing. When the Chiyav Chala clicked into place, who did it belong to? It was after she redeemed it. It belonged to her. So the history that it was once Hegdish doesn't change the Chiyav Chala. At the time the Chiyav Chala clicks into place, it belongs to a private person, and therefore you have to separate Chala. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, let's say she was Magdish the dough, Mishnah Gilgal, only after it was rolled into a dough. For that, and that's what she redeems it from Hegdish, Chayeves. The dough is Mechuyav and Chala, because at the time that it was property of Hegdish, it was already Mechuyev in Chala. But, says the Mishnah, Hegdishata at Shaloi Gilgala, if she was Magdish, this flour and water, before she rolled it into a dough. The Gilgala Hagizber, and the treasurer of Hegdish, the one who was in charge of Hegdish, he turned it into a dough. And the Achakach Pidoata, afterwards the woman redeems it from Hegdish, Petura, then the dough is Pater and Chala. Why? Shebashas Chayvasa, because at the time that it became a dough, which is when the Chi of Chala clicks into place, Haiseptura, at that time, it was property of Hegdish, which was Pater and Chala, and once it was Pater at that time, the Chi of does not return. So I want to clarify something over here, because maybe it's a little confusing. You keep saying, we keep saying, that it's when it becomes a dough, that's when the Chi of Chala clicks into place. So that's Shlav Gimel. Right, Shlav Aleph was before you pour the water in, then it has no shaychus to Chala yet. Shlav Beis was after you pour the water in, the flour and the water mixed together, but lemaisa you didn't mix it into a dough yet. There you could separate Chala if you want to, and Shlav Gimel is after it becomes a dough. So we keep saying, well, it depends if it was Hegdish by Shlav Gimel. And in the previous case, if Truma got mixed into it, it depends if that happened before Shlav Gimel, after Shlav Gimel, after it became a dough, before it became a dough. But Lemaisa, even in Shlav Beis, you can already separate Chala. So the Mefarshim explained for various different reasons, even though you can separate Chala, but that's not the clicking into place. The full Chi of Chala that clicks into place is only Shlav Gimel when it turns into a dough, and that's when it would have to be the property of Hegdish, or let's say Truma, in order to say that it's Pater and Chala.